When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Senorita bro.
Oh, first off, do you believe in ghosts?
Do I believe in ghosts? Of course I believe in ghosts.
Of course you do. This is a spooky dookie podcast.
This is.
Of course we do.
This is very spooky boo. I've believed in ghosts all my life because I remember the first ghost incident I had was when I was 2. Okay, when I was in the belly, right? Do you know my bathroom upstairs? That was beside my bedroom.
Yeah.
So that used to be a bedroom. Okay. And my mommy, my sister was in that bedroom when she was 2 years old. So her cot was in that bedroom. One night, my sister woke up like screaming, crying. And there was a rocking chair at the end of the bed that like I think my granny got for her. And it was like a wooden rocking chair. And she, my sister woke up screaming, crying. And my mom went in, obviously just thinking, you know, whatever. And she's like sitting up and she's like talking. And she was like, oh, there's like a woman at the end of the bed. And my mom's like, okay, that's kind of weird, but obviously she's a kid, she obviously just had a nightmare.
Yeah.
And then when I was born, I was in that room, whatever, and my sister was in whatever room. And then I swear to God, when I was 2 years old, I woke up and said the exact same thing about the woman at the end of the bed. And my mom was like, okay, this is a bit fucking freaky.
Was the rocking chair there?
The rocking chair was there. Yeah. The rocking chair is in the attic now, but, like, isn't that a bit freaky?
Of course it's in the fucking attic.
Of course it's in the attic.
Where it belongs.
Yeah, but isn't that really freaky? Because my mom was like, there's no possible way that I could have known that because I was so young and my sister was so young. Like, my mom was like, there was no crossovers there. But my mom did, like, research on the gaff and, there, like, no one had died in it. Like, she didn't know where it came from, but she was freaked. Now
and your granny that gave the rocking chair, was she alive when this...
Yeah.
This happened?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. But when I was talking about the lady at the end of the bed, I don't think I was freaked about it. Like, I think I was just explaining how the lady was at the end of the bed.
Yeah.
But my mom was just like, there was no crossovers there. So she didn't understand how me and Aisling is my sister, how we both had the same story at that age. Because it, like, you know?
Yeah,
like, it'd be different if Aisling was like, you know, I was old enough to know what was going on, and Aisling turned around and was like, there's an old lady at the end of your bed, you know? So like, that's like my first experience with ghosts. I've always kind of believed in them. I would love to go to a medium. We've said this before,
we need to go to a medium.
Can we please?
I'd love to go to a medium.
Can we,
especially
please?
Now that I'm a single mama, that's so, there's something about being single and like the chemicals that go off in your brain where you're like, actually, I think I'm into witchcraft.
Can I have a body or chicken nuggets?
You're gonna have, of course, have the whole thing.
Thanks.
You know, I don't know what it is to do with being single and being like, let's get into this magic shit.
Oh, the big woohoo.
Yeah, the big woohoo. I'm gonna start doing fucking spells in my period blood now.
Oh,
let's do it.
Oh, what, running around barefoot?
Oh, absolutely.
I didn't know about grounding until I did it.
Sword the fucking head.
A bit of grass between your toes. There's nothing better. When we did that shoot with Joshua, I like felt free. You feel like a kid again or something. I so get the whole no shoes thing now. I so get it. But you ever see like when the hippie dippies are running around with no shoes on? I'm like, do you never get like things stuck in your feet?
They probably just have real hard calluses. You know when you're, you know, from dancing when your feet go like rock hard.
Oh, like my pyramid toe.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly like the pyramid toe. But you know, in Australia, they don't wear shoes. Around the place, like, you can see the kids going into the supermarkets with no shoes on.
Do you know what my biggest fear is?
What?
When I get old and like having like really like cracked heels.
Oh yeah.
When you see people on holidays and they're wearing flip flops or something, and you're just like, ew, I can see your cracked feet.
Get a bit of Vaseline on now.
Oh my God, you know what came to my head actually the other day? When I was on the bus, this would have been great for things that annoy us from the other two podcasts ago. Do you know when you're going down the bus stairs and you're trying to go against gravity?
Yeah.
And it's really annoying. And you're literally being pushed back.
Yeah.
That is probably the most annoying thing. I was on the bus today and I saw these two legs. Literally, he was like, with all of his life, trying to get down those stairs. A little guy with a school bag on, and I was like, oh my God, it's literally like someone's casting a spell. Someone's like this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they're like this.
It's so hard though, it is.
It's so annoying.
No, just getting my relax on.
Sorry.
Just lounging.
Putting the feet up.
Put the feet up. Okay. Do you want another chicken nugget?
Yeah.
Go on. I could see it ironing up there.
Do you know, I didn't get a burger there and I so regret it.
Oh yeah. I made like this lovely, stunning sourdough gourmet toasty for lunch, and she just picked it apart and threw it all on the ground.
Yeah.
Anyway, my old house now, when I lived in Howth, was so haunted. We also had a bat. Now, I don't know if the correct word is infestation, because they're actually an endangered species, so you're not supposed to touch them if you have bats in your home.
Are you not?
Yeah. Well, no.
Sorry, I would never. Yeah, I'd never touch a bat, but like
you're not supposed to move them or whatever. You just have to leave them. A family of bats actually living in our attic, but there was also a hole in the ventilation in my parents' room. So sometimes you'd go in there, and there's just a bat flying around. And I don't know if you've ever seen a bat in real life, but they are so scary.
They're so scary,
and because they're blind, they're literally like fluttering around all over the place.
Yeah, they're scary.
But I also lived in the bedroom where the entrance to the attic was, and there was always just creaking going on. Oh my God, it was just horrific, and it always sounded like someone was walking up the stairs all the time. And a few times me and my sisters have seen like things going around in the hallway on different occasions.
Did I ever tell you about my dad getting the pub like baptized last year?
You mean getting an exorcism?
Is it not the same thing? Like if you're throwing holy water around the place? No, he got in my dad's pub in Blackrock, he had someone in for dinner once, and she was sitting out the back, and he came out and he was like, oh, like, is everything okay? And she was like, yeah, there's just a weird vibe here. And my dad was like, oh really, like, are the staff not being nice? And she was like, no, I mean, there's like a really weird vibe in this place. And so basically, when I used to work in this pub like years ago, way before my dad owned it, there would always be like rumors. Everyone would hate closing, because usually when you're closing on like a weekday, it would just be you. Do you want me to hold it? I actually don't mind having it.
Okay.
It would just be you closing. So if you had to go and like say do the toilets on your own, the toilets are like at
no,
the very.
No, that's so scary.
It's so scary. It's so scary. So everyone would kind of always be like, oh my God. There's ghosts in this place. And I remember the old manager, he was like, yeah, like creepy stuff does happen here. So I never really told my dad any of this when he took over, and creepy stuff started happening. And I swear to God, this is no word of a lie. So one day he was closing with two lads. Now, you know the way lads would be like, oh, I'm scared of ghosts. Mm. They'd be like, oh, fucking ghosts. So there's two lads, and they turn off the lights downstairs in the bathroom, and they hear this like massive scream.
Oh no.
And my dad was like, did you guys not check the toilets? Like, there's obviously someone in the toilet. And they were like, oh, yeah, that's literally like,
I'm here.
Literally. Like, he was like, did you guys not check the toilets? Like, there's obviously someone in the toilet. Mm. So the two lads went down and there was no one in the toilet, but like there was a full on screech. So my dad was like, what the fuck? And the two lads were freaked out. So my dad obviously came home and was like, yeah, this really weird thing. I heard the screech as well. I thought that, like, he was about to get angry.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So anyway, this woman came in and she was like, do weird things happen here? And he was like, yeah, weird things do happen here.
They be happening.
He was like, yeah, they do. And she was like, yeah, there's a really bad vibe here. Do you want me to come in someday and cleanse it for you? And he was like, okay. And she was like, for free, obviously. And how much does it cost? And he was like, yeah, sure. He has videos on his phone. I swear to God, I'll find the videos and I'll send them to you. This woman came in and she like basically said that someone is trapped downstairs in the bathroom. My dad didn't tell her anything about,
oh my God,
anything about the scream. Nothing.
It's like
Moaning Myrtle.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
So she was like, he was like, she died here apparently, and her soul was trapped. So she cleansed her out of the place. And then she was like, oh, there's a man sitting at the bar there. And I asked him, does he want to go? And he said no. But like, he's harmless. Like, he hasn't been causing any weird stuff. My dad was like, yeah, okay, no worries. And like, my my dad only really got the place cleansed for his staff because he was like, they were all shit scared of the place.
Yeah.
So like, and ever since that, nothing weird has happened.
That's crazy.
Do you believe that?
I love that.
But it's true, like.
No, like, the Paranormal Activity scared the fucking living daylights out of me. Do you ever remember watching those movies?
Yeah. Sorry, how funny is that? Was literally just recorded on a camera.
Yeah.
Like, that is mad.
Or on a phone, you mean?
Yeah, and
or
sorry.
On a camera. That was recorded on a camera.
Spooky. On a phone.
Did I ever tell you about the time where I thought I had sex with the ghost?
Oh god.
No, this is when I actually thought I was going insane. I was like, I need to admit myself.
Was this recently?
No. I was like 15 and I was like
the other time I was insane.
No, I was 15 and but it was obviously because I was going through puberty, you know, your hormones, and you're like, I probably had the equivalent of whatever a man has when you have like a wet dream.
Okay.
And I woke up and I was like, I think a ghost literally just had sex with me right there. And I was freaked out because I was like, I lost my virginity to a ghost.
Oh my god, were you 15?
Yeah.
So like, would you have believed that at 15?
I genuinely thought, but remember I told you about that time where I was using the same towels as my dad and I thought I was going to get pregnant?
Yeah,
like,
sure.
Of course I believed that.
Sure, I fucking found out that Santa wasn't real when I was 14. Do you know that?
Oh my god, yeah, no, I remember you, I remember, and you were saying your mom was like, oh, when you found out from school.
Oh. I was in first year.
Oh, that's really bad.
And my two new friends were like, Santa's not real, and I was like, pretending like I knew, and I was devastated.
Finding out that Santa wasn't real was the biggest betrayal ever from your parents. Like, I can't believe you've been lying to me all this time. Oh my god, it's so good. But I wish I was able to keep it on longer because you get the two presents.
Yeah. Oh,
because Cora's milking it now. She obviously knows Santa's not real. She's fucking milking that.
She's only like 10 though. Surely she...
No, she's 8.
Surely she would think he's real.
No, because kids with the phones now, they find out much younger.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Kids are finding out a lot younger. Like,
did you make sure you pressed record on this? Oh.
Yeah. And you know what I love now with living with Cora? Is how kids go through phases in primary school of, like, what's the in thing?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So when I... Over Christmas time... It was the Pokemon cards. And then she got this big book with like all the rare cards and she was selling them and they were trading them back and forth with each other.
Yeah.
And then what was it? And then it was slime.
Oh, yeah.
You're obsessed with slime.
Is that the bat stuff?
No, actual slime.
Oh,
in a
yeah,
tub.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And now it's, because she's obviously like getting influenced by, it's actually probably really dark, like marketing and adverts that she sees when she's on her phone or when she's on her iPad or whatever, total iPad kid. But then now it's like this Air Up bottle that she's obsessed with. And like you get like different flavors. And then she was talking about how someone else in her class got an Air Up. And she's like, but she paid €75 and I only paid €50.
It's just like, Air Up?
An Air Up. It's a type of water bottle, but you put flavors in it.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Sure, Miriam Mullins was promoting that on her story.
Was she?
Yeah,
it
yeah.
Was probably from a Miriam Mullins ad that she saw. Before we get into more ghost stories, have you ever been ghosted?
Have I ever been ghosted? Yeah, obviously. And it's fucking...
Obviously.
Well, like, I feel like, has everyone not been ghosted? Well, like, I wouldn't say ghosted, but I've definitely... There's been situations where I'm like, okay.
You're like, wait, are you not talking anymore right
now? I'm like, wait, what?
That's not a good thing going.
Yeah. Well, like, yeah, but I as well... I have been the ghoster, so I'm
the
like...
The ghoster? Tell me about when you ghosted.
When I ghost people.
If it's okay to tell.
I just get the ick really quickly. So we recorded a podcast last week. I didn't have a good feeling about it.
Yeah.
You didn't have a good feeling about it.
It was too negative.
It was too negative.
I went on a feminist rant about how all men hate women, basically.
Yeah, but it was
just too much.
And yeah, it was just too negative. And then like, I really do wish that the vape story was in it though.
I can put that into a reel though.
The vape story.
I can edit that into a reel.
Do I want that ruminating Instagram?
I love how you used ruminating the other day.
I know.
In the voice note, I loved it.
Ruminating.
And I was like, oh, I love that emer.
Yeah, ruminating.
It's a girl.
It's very OCD. It's in the OCD lingo.
OCD literally is just ruminating on things.
I don't even know what that means. Does that mean like I think
thinking about things over and over?
Yeah, that's what I thought. Circulating.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah. This isn't ghosting, but this was just like, what? Like when I look back at it, I'm like, how the fuck would I ever put up with this shite?
Mm.
I remember this person like would consistently like bail. So like they would make the effort to like be like, hey, do you want to go on a date?
I know who this is.
Yeah, it'd be like, hey, do you want to go on a date? And then would be like, sorry, my granny's over, and I'd be like, okay. And like it would be just constant.
Yeah.
That like I feel like nearly, I think I don't know. I just think that that's nearly worse.
No, I know for a fact that person was obviously nervous or anxious to see you. Because if it was consistent, if they didn't want to see you, they wouldn't have kept asking you on a date.
Yeah.
But it is just, it's like fucking grow up. Come on.
Yeah, just
you know,
grow
get
up.
Over it,
yeah.
For fuck's sake.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
Because people can be their own worst enemy with that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I've bailed before because I've been too nervous.
Really? I just wouldn't. I don't know. I just wouldn't do that.
Yeah. I have just once before. I was going on a date with this girl and I texted her, and I texted her and I was like, I'm so sorry, I actually have no money, can we go next week? Just because I was too nervous.
Yeah.
And I'd done my makeup and everything, and I was like about to go down, and I was like, I can't, I'm actually gonna fucking freak out. And then she was like, oh okay, fuming. She goes, I booked the day off work so I could get ready for this. And I go, what?
Oh okay, that's a bit of a...
And I go, excuse me. I was dating this guy. Now I feel bad about this because he was actually really sweet, and I was 19. Like I should have just grown up.
Yeah.
But I got the ick after like our fourth date. I don't even think we'd kissed. I don't think we kissed at all. Did we? I don't know. But on our fourth date, we went for food, and it's like he had the white sauce in the corner of his mouth.
Oh no!
And here
oh,
on the
no.
chin, on the chin,
no,
Emer on the chin,
no.
Oh.
What do you mean on the chin?
The sauce. So corner in the mouth, on the chin, and I was going, I can't do that. I can't look at you like this again.
Can we just talk about the white sauce on the side of the mouth? How do you not know that it's there?
No, I've been told by people I'm dating before, being like, you have a bit of something.
No. Okay, let's chat about this. Why is it that, and this everyone's gonna relate to this, why is it that everyone gets so offended or embarrassed when someone tells someone that they have food on their face
or it's something in your teeth?
Oh my god,
it depends.
What is that?
It depends on the delivery.
But like, okay, so say for example, like,
because you know if you're in a group and you're speaking and you can see the person has something in their teeth and then you start going like this,
yeah,
to try hint at them, you're like,
but like, why does everyone get really defensive? And
but
like,
it's just because it's embarrassing if people do it in front of me. Like, if my sisters do it, or if you do it, I would never get, or if like one of my partners ever did that,
yeah,
being like, you have something in your teeth, I wouldn't get offended. But it's like when someone you don't really know interrupts you maybe mid sentence and go, you have something in your teeth. He's like, do you want to fucking scream, girl? Do you say it any louder? Do I actually want to call everyone I know and tell them that I have something stuck in my
maybe
teeth?
Maybe I'm that person, but like, I just notice some people would get kind of like offended, and I'm like, I would want someone to tell me if I had something in my teeth.
Yeah, so no,
but
so I
would get embarrassed then. It's like, you know when like you're watching a movie and you're watching a movie purposely, a sad movie, and to cry, but then you get really embarrassed crying. Do you ever get that?
Me watching A Star Is Born every time.
No, like,
oh,
A Star
God.
Is Born.
Oh
like,
my God.
No, like, that's what I mean. Like, I put on A Star Is Born like a few weeks ago, and like, I like was turned over so that he couldn't see that I was
and
bawling.
Like,
and I was like this.
I was like, oh my God.
But like,
but now I'm actually in my feels. Now I can fucking relate. Like, I would watch that when I'm like happy and in love. Now, oh geez, too painful.
Yeah, yeah,
too
yeah.
painful.
Oh,
I'm not
God.
Going there.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, that's A Star Is Born hits me hard.
No, that's a crier for me. Mm. La La Land also, because it's like,
I've never seen La La Land before.
That's too much, because it's like they obviously loved each other, but it was just wrong time. Not even gonna go there.
Oh,
not even gonna go there.
Yikes. I love how we've turned from ghosting to like ghost. Like, it was actually meant to be spooky, but
oh,
now it's.
Sorry. I have another one who I ghosted. I ghosted two people.
Okay. Hit me.
So, I don't know if I've talked about this publicly, and I feel like she would potentially listen to this. And I just want to preface that
if you offend anyone,
no,
don't
I think
say
she's
it.
A lovely person. I'm not gonna offend her. I don't think it's gonna offend her, because she actually did me dirty. But I thought she was great. She was so nice. She was lovely. We were like making each other playlists, and it was great. And it was during lockdown, so we were, you know, it was.
I remember.
You
this.
Remember this?
I remember this.
And then all of a sudden, she was like, will you come with me to get my stuff from my ex's house? And I was like, wait, what?
Such a random thing.
And then I was like, you're literally using me, no shame,
as
using
bait.
Me as bait with your ex. Oh my god. I was like, I feel horrible. So then I had to ghost. I was like, because there's no way for me to be like, I feel like you're using me. But because she was obviously upset and she didn't, maybe she didn't realize she was using me.
Yeah.
But I wasn't, I just didn't want to be that person. Just
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Using me. Yeah. Oh my god, that was horrible.
Using as bait.
Using me as bait, literally.
Using as bait.
Oh, I felt so bad. And,
I'm like thinking in my head, I'm like, bait.
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 Using you as bait. Like, I wonder, have I ever been used as bait?
It's an interesting
concept. It's an interesting one. You're just like, oh.
Because I've been thinking about this as well, post-breakup, when people are like, okay, back on the horse.
Yeah.
But it's also like, you're getting other people's feelings involved.
Yeah.
But also, there always has to be the person you're going to move on to next. Now, I have used someone before, as in like had sex with someone before straight after a breakup to try get over someone. But it did just involve the other person's feelings.
Mm.
And then, you know, you're just in a sticky situation. It's not good.
No, it's not nice.
It's not nice.
Sorry, ghosting is not nice either.
Ghosting's not nice. I do not condone.
No, it's really, really mean. It's just kind of like...
It's just lack of respect and lack of... It's such disregard for
immaturity.
And immaturity, yeah.
It's immaturity.
It's when you don't have the words to say what you want to say.
Yeah. But, like, I feel like that's so much easier said than done, because then, like, we're sitting here and we're like, oh, ew, him? We ghosted him. He had white stuff on his mouth.
I was 19, in fairness. I was 19, I didn't know what to do. I was just like, what the hell? How do I explain this to you?
Why do we keep rubbing our hands? Yeah. Are you sweating? I'm like this.
No, my car is always so sweaty.
I'm, like, literally, like, on one at the moment.
But then I remember another guy had texted me a big long message about how he didn't want to see me anymore. And I remember being so shocked at the fact that he sent me a mature message about how we're not going to be seeing, like, how, not that we were seeing each other, but he was like, I'm not going to be in contact with you anymore, blah, blah, blah. It's not a romantic thing anymore. And I was like, this was so mature. And I think I thanked him afterwards.
Yeah.
Keelan, this is literally the bare minimum. Like, what's wrong with you?
Sorry.
I was like, oh God.
Bare minimum. Like, the bar is on the floor.
and I was like, oh my God, that's so lovely.
Yeah, see, that's the thing as well. Then if that was to happen, we'd be like, oh, look at him. I don't care.
Yeah.
Look at him sending me a big long message.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny because we're actually the biggest hypocrites on earth, I think.
We're not hypocrites. We're just honest. People make mistakes and learn from them. That's the thing. I wouldn't ghost someone again.
Yeah. But would you though?
No, I definitely wouldn't.
How'd you know? What if he had loads of white stuff?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, back to the spooky.
Oh. My family and I lived in a house that was over 100 years old until I was 6.
Yep.
Yeah. When I was 2.5/3.
Two and a half or three.
I started talking to my mum about the lady in the long white dress that would walk past my bedroom room. My mum was obviously...
Bedroom room.
It actually says past my bedroom room.
Okay.
My mum was obviously really creeped out, but from the way I described it to her, the lady looked really old fashioned, like she came from a Victorian era, which was around the time that the house was built. This is fucking interesting.
But the closer you are to, I feel like children and animals are so close to the underworld and different dimensions, is why they have... They're almost like in tune with spirits and can see things because they're the closest to that realm.
Yeah.
Like when your child is in the womb, they're like still, their soul hasn't been born yet. Now this is a bit woo woo of me, but their soul hasn't been born yet and they have, you know, they're just an, okay, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Give me a break.
But when they're born then, they're the closest thing to, I suppose, godly figures, like angels and devil and spirits.
Okay. Right.
Because they're more open. Their hearts are more open.
Yeah. Okay.
And apparently cats visit different dimensions as well.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised about that, no.
Yeah.
I'd be all about that. I think that animals definitely see things that we don't see.
Mm.
Definitely.
I have seen a TikTok now of a medium and she was like, things that are true and things that spirits have told me. And apparently there's infinite amount of different dimensions. And in every single dimension, your children stay with you in every life.
That's mad.
Isn't that crazy?
Because I literally just watched Spider-Man yesterday. And, you know, when they... Have you seen the recent Spider-Man?
Yeah, it's so good.
I only watched it last night. Again, I saw it in cinema. But And they all come from different dimensions.
Yeah.
It's mad. When you hear the word dimension, it's not a word that you hear often, but when you hear it loads in the space of 24 hours, that must be a sign.
And the film Past Lives as well. Now, this was not a good movie to watch when I was going through...
A breakup.
But there was a thing... There's a thing in Korea where... I can't remember the name of it. It's in Korean, obviously. But... people who you bump into or people in your lives that are in your lives now would have come in a different form, in a different dimension. So say me and you in another dimension could be lovers, or like whatever, we could be cousins or we could be sisters, right, in all different dimensions. And then that's why you find people like twin flames. Or
what does twin flames mean? Is that like Machine Gun Kelly?
Twin flame to me, this is my own perception of it.
Does he not have a song called Twin Flames or something?
My perception of it is like a passionate relationship in your life, and it's almost like there's a rubber band thing where you keep coming into each other's lives over and over again. Okay. So this can be mixed up with toxic relationships. People can mix up like, oh, we're twin flames because we're so up and down all the time, where it could be just a toxic relationship.
It's so funny how I thought twin flames was, I thought Machine Gun Kelly created twin flames from a song called Twin Flames.
Yeah.
And I thought that's what people, I thought it was a TikTok thing. TikTok thing.
And then obviously B has been is in every dimension, which is why the whole thing of like everything happens for a reason. That's why I was meant to go out with my ex and have a baby, because she was meant to be in my life.
Yeah, I definitely believe everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
I am woo woo. Sorry, double digits.
Woo woo out my
head. Is it double digits? Oh, just missed it. I am woo woo out the head right now because I keep making wishes on double digits and then the wishes come true. The trick is to wish things that are possible. So what my wishes
but
would be...
that's dependent on your belief system as well.
No, but what I would say is it would be like 11-11. I'd be like, oh, I wish something really good will happen this weekend. And then when something really good happens, I'm like, oh my God, that was obviously my wish.
Yeah, I know.
Do you know what I mean?
If you're seeking the positive out of situations.
Do you know what I mean?
So we should start praying more often and wishing together. You know, when we hold the hands and go, okay, guys, we're sending posy vibes.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be the most religious person, so.
But we don't have to be religious to do it.
To pray?
No.
Yeah, I'd pray.
It's just the terminology for like, you know, wishing for something.
Yeah, I definitely pray. Do you know when... never mind. I was going to say, you know when Lilo is like... Lilo from Lilo and Stitch. She's like on the edge of the bed. And she's like, oh, I wish you'd bring me an angel. And then Stitch arrives and it's like blowing up. That's what I say. I always send that to Ryan. I'm like, this is you and this is me. I'm Stitch coming and going... blowing everything up. Sorry.
Do you know the spooky dooky story?
Yeah, they're kind of boring.
Oh, you're over it. You're not into it.
Not really.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. That was my podcast idea.
No, no, no. I was so up for it. But now that I'm reading it, I'm just like...
No, don't be mean to people who sent one in.
No, but like when I was telling my story, I was just kind of like...
Do people care?
Do you really care? Do you know... Do you know what I mean, though?
I'm like, know what you mean.
Do you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
Because I have a really, really good story, but I like the minute I say it, everyone's going to be like, that's a load of bollocks.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, when people are, you know, it's exactly like when someone's like, oh my God, you know, I have a really good ghost story. And majority of the time, you actually don't really care. Or am I just... Do you believe them? I don't know.
I think I always do. Yeah.
I always do. Do you know what I'd love to hear stories about is people catching robbers. Like robbers in their gaff.
Oh my God. Do you know next podcast idea.
Do you know what I mean?
Have you ever caught a robber in your house?
Have you ever caught a robber?
Do you ever get when you were younger and you used to like have fights with yourself in the shower, or when you're going to sleep and you're like, if this ever happened, I would actually murder someone. And you think you have this unbelievable strength where you could like attack someone.
No.
Did you ever fantasize about attacking people?
No.
I obviously have a repressed anger issue. But I used to, before I used to go to sleep, I would like imagine where I'd gotten in fights with people and wish of what I would have said.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
when you run through, I wish I would have said this.
Of course.
Or I used to have fights. I used to have fantasies about like if someone ever touched Ellie or Saoirse, and I'd fantasize about like killing them.
Yeah. I'd always, yeah. I'd always have fantasies of Harry Potter, like Daniel Radcliffe coming into my school being like, "We is Emma O'Reilly in this class?" And I'd be like, "Yeah," and then I'd be.
Oh my god! I know you're about to go. Yeah, I had that fantasy when I was like 16. I was like 16.
But like, I'd always like, I'd be sitting in school. Worse. And I'd be like, oh, imagine like how cool that would be if Harry.
Oh, I didn't be like, oh guys, I gotta go. Actually,
I love how your fantasy is not even in line with the Harry Potter story. It's Hagrid would have gone, come got you, know.
I know.
Or Dobby.
It would be always like Daniel Radcliffe coming into my classroom, being like, "Is Emer here?" And I'd be like, "I gotta go, guys." I am a Pisces.
Duty
so
calls.
I'm a really. I didn't know this, like, I wouldn't be that much into astrology, but I am. So, like, I would look up things and I'd realize that, like, oh my God, that's actually part of my character, that we're very dreamy. Like, oh. We have the head in the clouds.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You'd probably be the opposite, you big Libra. No?
I am a bit dreamy, though.
But, like, you're very to the point, though. Sorry, this is...
So cozy,
this
vibe.
Is stunning. Are you seeing this right now?
It's cozy.
All you guys in Australia, this is what Ireland looks like. Oh my God.
Have you watched the new Sex Education?
No, I don't watch that.
Oh. Because one of the girls got cancelled for ghosting people.
Oh. So
maybe I'm going to get cancelled now.
No, but like what we're... You know, okay, let's talk about this.
Let's talk about this.
The mistakes that we've made in our lives, we learn from them, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Remember we were saying in the last podcast, I think, oh God, love him, he's going to get soaked now.
No.
He doesn't have a jacket or anything.
Oh, Jesus, it's like torrential.
It's a storm. I love it. Oh no.
Oh God.
I hope he doesn't fall. You know, remember we said in the last podcast, it was like, would you rather go back and like fix all your mistakes or whatever? You know, we learn from these things, and the reason why we talk about these things on the podcast is because we've learned from them. Do you know what? You don't go on a podcast and like admit to things that you've done and think it's okay.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? We're going on and we're talking about experiences in our lives and our teens, things that we've done that we're not proud of, or things that, you know, everyone can relate to.
Yeah.
So you're not going to get cancelled for saying that you've ghosted someone for having white stuff on his mouth.
Am I gonna get cancelled for ghosting someone?
Yeah, am I gonna get cancelled for saying someone had white stuff on their mouth?
I'm driving now to Galway for the first time. Now, I have driven on the motorway, obviously, to Saggart and to Wicklow and to Swords, but I've never driven like a long stretch of road before, and I'm gonna be on my own.
Usually it's quite a straight road.
Oh my God, direct Google Maps over here. Hell. It's quite a straight road, she says. What? Yeah, the motorway is quite a straight road. In fairness, it is just one road.
Google Maps!
This is Google Maps!
Fuck. Name, like,
literally, you come to my mom's house every week. Where is it again? Where is it? Where am I?
You know, I walked past Ryan's house last night, and I got to like the end of his it's a cul-de-sac, or it's not even a cul-de-sac, but I got to the end of the road and I was like, where is his house? I was like, what?
It disappeared.
I was like, what the fuck? And he was like, you've been coming here for a year and you don't know where.
I've done that in my dad's house, in fairness, when I was young. And I walked by the house and I was like, where the fuck am I?
I was listening to some tunes. I was having a bop, like, and then I was like, oh my God. See, that's what happens to me as well when I'm on the dart. I love how you texted me today.
Oh my God, sweaty Betty.
I love how you texted me today and you're like, Colester. I didn't ask. You just said Colester. I'm going to read out like a small one, a short one. Actually, maybe Keelan.
I'll read
read out a long one.
You can read it out.
For context, I always wake up at like 1 to 3 a.m., which is supposedly the time that spirits communicate with us the most. But anyway, I woke up at like 3 a.m. this night and I saw something in my doorway. I thought nothing of it as I believed my brain was playing tricks on me. I got up to grab a glass of water and I turned the light on in the kitchen. As I did, I saw the reflection of a man in a bucket hat.
Oh. Are you sure you didn't have an afters?
Oh my god, Electric Picnic is haunting me. Wearing a blue jumper, standing behind me. Oh no! I couldn't believe what I saw until I went back to sleep and had a dream about my pop wearing the same outfit I had seen in the reflection, and he told me he's always looking out for me. Ever since then, I have always felt and seen people in the room that others can't. Brought me heaps of closure as to what happens when we pass. Jesus.
Maybe we should text her and ask her to be our medium.
We should get a proper... I'd love to go to a proper medium.
But remember you had one and then you said that you couldn't because you were pregnant. If you know a medium in Dublin, can you please send them on? Because I know my sister... Remember when my sister went on? Yeah. When my sister went to a medium, she was like on a list for fucking ages. She didn't even tell us that she was going. So I just swore there and I just like forgot. And I was like, in my head, I was like, oh, am I allowed to swear on this? Sorry, that fizzy drink has sent me off the... I never...
Oh, jeez, the fizzy orange is going to your head.
I never drink fizzy drinks. That has sent me to the moon. But yeah, when my sister, she was on a waiting list for like a year. She didn't tell any of us. She didn't tell us that she went to this medium. And like, apparently, so no, it's not apparently because it happened. Mm. The woman was like, pop it. And my sister was like, pop it, lock it. And she was like, no, pop it. And my granny used to call us pop it.
Aww.
And my sister was like, yeah, pop it, yeah. She was like, oh, she's saying hi, hello, pop it. That's what our granny used to say. And then my sister was like, yeah, what the fuck? That's what my granny used to say. And then my other granny came through. Like, my other granny, me and her had a funny relationship because, like, I was just, like, you know, I had the tongue pierced and all that. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she was like, I can't keep up with Emma at the moment. She's everywhere. She's traveling everywhere. And at the moment, I was in America traveling.
Mm.
How that person, that medium, would have known that I was in America traveling is a bit... But then this is what I'm saying. People are going to listen to this and be like, oh, yeah, well, she could have gone on your Instagram.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, sure. It's just depending on what you... I believe it, so I don't care.
I believe
Getting
it.
Getting me money is worth.
I believe it, too.
I have this friend whose house is so haunted. We would always have sleepovers at hers. And when we were younger, every time something different would happen. One time we were downstairs, home alone, and we heard footsteps running upstairs. Eventually, when we got the nerve to go upstairs, we went into the bathroom to find all the taps on in the sink and the bath and all the drawers open. Another time we were trying to go to sleep in her room and everyone was asleep but me and this one friend. We kept hearing this creepy little lullaby music playing from somewhere, but we couldn't figure out where. Then we started to hear a little girl giggling. It sounded like it was coming from the corner of the room. Then the voice said, "Hee, you're going to die," in like a really sweet voice. We literally both sat up and stared at each other and we're like, "Did you hear that?" Genuinely didn't sleep a wink. Well, now, when I was at sleepovers when I was younger, I used to practice kissing on my friends. So it was like very different experience. Wait. Did you ever do that?
No.
I was obviously just a raging homo.
Keelan, whenever you hold the mic, you hold it over there. That's why I'm always like,
give
me that pin.
It's only because I'm holding... Sorry, because I was speaking. Another time we did a Ouija board. Like, honestly, why would you do that? My sister was obsessed with doing Ouija boards as well. Oh my God.
I bet you I know exactly who it was. Ellie.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah,
she's like, fuck it, we do a fucking Ouija board. I'm like, obviously not, what's wrong with you? Have you not seen the movies? Like, what the hell? Anyway, I spelled out one of our friend's names and started spelling out my name, but I jumped up halfway because I got too scared. It also said that the ghost was like 7 or 8 years old. Then we were like, we obviously have to close the Ouija board in a safe way. So we Googled how to do that. And it said you need to use holy water. So we got our friend who had been christened to cup tap water. So funny. In her hands, then throw it over our homemade board.
Wait, what?
They got one of their friends, just because she was christened, they got her to cup tap water.
Oh.
As if that made it holy water. That's
so
funny.
Good.
And they throw it over the homemade board. Her house genuinely confirmed ghost spirits are real for me. Another time her glasses case like flew across the room. Oh my God. No, it's too scary.
Yeah, that's so scary.
It's too scary.
I'm trying to think, is there any... See, this is the story that I wanted to say, but like... When, oh, I don't know, I'll just say it. So, you know, it was very similar to your, to that girl's story about the... Mommy, I did an oopsie. So my sister works from home. But she does nails.
WFH queen. Yeah.
It, what does that mean?
Working from home.
Oh, but she does nails. And she basically has clients coming in and out of the house all the time. But like they come in, like they don't go through the kitchen or anything like that. Mm. It's an extension from years ago. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But my dad was in the kitchen just making some food. Mm. And... he just saw someone like walk through like the kitchen and he was like, sorry, excuse me, like are you okay? Didn't answer her and she was like, what the hell? So my dad went into my sister's room. She still lived at home at the time. And my dad was like, one of your clients is walking through the house. My sister was like, I'm off today. I don't have any clients. And my dad was like, what the hell? Like my dad doesn't drink or anything. So it's not as if like he was very well slept, everything. He was literally, he's sane. And he was like, no, I swear to God, someone literally just walked through the thing. So my sister like was like, wait, what? Like, what? Like, she was freaked out as well because it's so unlike my dad. Yeah. Now, my dad sounds like he's making all this up, but it's so unlike him as well. Mm. So she was like, what the hell? So, like, they obviously, like, went around the house and was like, hello, and there was no one there. But, like, my dad was like, gave a full-on description. He was like, she was in a green dress. She had orange ginger hair, like, but, like, looked quite old. Mm. And my dad was like, no, like, that happened. And we were all just a bit like, are you okay?
Oh my God.
Yeah, isn't that a bit mad?
Oh like, my God, that's so scary.
The fact that she was like, I don't have any clients today. I'm off. He was like, hang on a minute. Like, isn't that really weird?
No, that's so scary.
See, that's the type of stuff. When you hear people say that stuff, oh, fuck's sake, there was ketchup on this. I thought my nose was bleeding, but there's ketchup on my nose. When you hear people say stuff like that, you're like, oh, obviously there was a screw loose.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like, he was just making a sambo. And he thought someone was...
making a sandwich.
Yeah. And Jesus. He thought someone was walking through the house.
That's so scary.
Yeah, that's the type of stuff. Like, I now love scary movies and I love scary stuff. But when I was a kid, I was like...
No, I still can't watch scary movies.
Like,
my sisters love them.
Do you not watch them anymore?
No.
Anymore?
You no, don't watch I never, them ever. Never.
Really?
No,
I love them now. But like when I was younger, obviously I didn't know I had OCD, so like I would always think whenever like babysitters would be over, I'd always be like, my parents are gonna get into a car crash and die. Mm. So like I'd be so scared of scary movies, but like my thoughts were worse. Mm. So like whenever I was younger,
it would turn your thoughts off.
Yeah. So like whenever I was younger, like I could never watch scary movies because that would like obviously, at the time we didn't know, so but it would like trigger my intrusive thoughts so much more, like that I'd be like, oh my God, this monster's gonna come out and eat my parents. Mm. But now it's so weird because I'm a changed kid. I can watch scary movies all the time and they don't affect me. Mm. You know?
Yeah.
It's actually so fucking crazy what goes on in my head.
I know, I'd say so.
Like I
said, can only imagine.
Like sometimes when I go silent, Ryan will be like, you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. And he's like, okay. And I'm like, God. And I'd go, God, if only you could have a day in my head. And he goes, I wouldn't fucking want to have a day in your head.
No, thank you.
Yeah,
I'll take a rain check.
Yeah, it is a bit mad. Mm. But like, I've started to really, because I went through this period through summer where I'd like be vocalizing my intrusive thoughts loads, and I'd be saying them to. So a lot of the intrusive thoughts that I would have would come, like it would be about people that I care about. So mm. it latches to everything that you care about.
Yeah.
So a lot of the time my intrusive thoughts would be Ryan. Mm. And it would be Ryan, and it would be weird things revolving Ryan. And they would be so bizarre that I would feel guilty thinking them. So I'd say them to him. And then it kind of got to a stage where like I kind of was like, I can't be saying this to him because these thoughts are coming from nowhere. And for any normal person to hear, like imagine you turn around to me and you're like, oh, I don't even know, we're not in a relationship, so these things wouldn't make sense. Or are we? I'm only joking, but I feel like you can't, once I started projecting my intrusive thoughts, I thought it was making everything better. And I thought they were, it was like curing them by being like, because I was looking for reassurance. I was seeking reassurance from these stupid intrusive thoughts that would definitely never happen. But I was like, oh yeah, like, you know, so I had this thought that you were blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Say for example.
I had this thought you had a threesome last night with my mom and my sister. Yeah. What do you think of that? Huh? What do you got to say for yourself?
Literally, right? And I got to the stage where I was like, I don't need to vocalize this because it's so stupid. No. It doesn't mean that it's not going on in my head.
Yeah.
But I'm now getting to that point of this OCD. Sorry, am I boring?
Sorry.
Sorry.
Sorry. I'm really sorry that happened. I'm so sorry.
No, no, it's fine.
Keep going. I'm not, you're not boring me. I'm sorry. It's just hot in here. It's actually hot in here.
Sorry, there's no oxygen.
Okay, keep going.
I've gotten to this stage where I never thought I'd get to, and it's a really nice stage of my OCD where I'm recognizing the stupidity in my thoughts.
Oh, that's good.
Which is really good. It's so good. I'm recognizing the stupidity in my thoughts, and it's also not fair to, you know, say your intrusive thoughts to the person you're having intrusive thoughts about, because that's going to trigger them into thinking somewhere along the lines that you actually think this, or like you could think this is possible. The best thing is I love how I can say it to my friends of a stupid intrusive thought, being like, oh yeah, so I had a really weird thought, and they go, that's ridiculous, that's so not true. And it's like just the small little reassurances that I need. But I'm so happy that I've now gotten to this place where, and it's only since summer, where I'm now like, I actually don't need to vocalize, because I would feel guilty if I didn't say all the thoughts that were going on in my head about that person. And now I'm like, oh, I actually don't need to say these out loud because they're actually not true.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's kind of like a scary movie. It's not real.
Mic drop.